Hello, everyone. So I put together a list of stories I want to get into today. My eyelids, though, are so heavy. Oh my goodness. I had a Zoom meeting yesterday at 8 a.m. Guess what time I woke up for that meeting? 7:56. I naturally woke up at 7:56 a.m. for an 8 a.m. Zoom meeting. So I set my alarm and then it didn't go off. I didn't wake up, and I was like, I was so exhausted. I slept through my alarm. And I feel like that happened maybe two other times, but I don't know if I actually slept through the alarm or if the alarm didn't go off. I think maybe one time the alarm went off and I slept through, but I am a very deep sleeper, but I wake up for like every single text message. Like, I don't know what, when it comes to my phone, I wake up. But when it comes to like an alarm, like a real alarm or any type of like actual loud noises that occur in a house, like people yelling. When people are yelling and screaming, they're always like, "Didn't you hear our argument?" I'm like, "No." But when it comes to my phone, I hear everything. So I woke up at 7:56, and then I woke up. I usually always wake up early. And so then this morning, I woke up before 6 a.m. And that's part of the reason why my eyelids are so heavy. It's after 8 a.m. and I want to watch the Olympics. I watched the women's. It feels weird saying women in a way because just because like gymnasts, they're kind of like stunted, you know, their growth and all that. But I watched the women's gymnastics and I had the time of my life. Like, I adore the Olympics, but I really didn't watch that much of like the past two Olympics, to be honest, even though I adore it. And I remember watching the Olympics with my roommates in LA. This was a few, Olympics ago, and I enjoy it, and I forgot how much I enjoyed it because I hadn't really watched it. And so it's like I forgot how anxiety inducing it is to watch these gymnasts on the effing balance beam, which I think is so evil. The balance beam, okay, I kept thinking, let me look. You know, sometimes I like to do this these days. I like to look things up while I'm podcasting, because I don't want to sound like I don't want to be hold on. Exactly. Okay. So I kept watching it like this is pure evil because I remembered watching an Olympics before where they talked about the measurements of the balance beam, and I was watching it. I was like, this is 4 inches. This is so effing evil. And then I was like, no. I was like, are you sure? It can't be 4 inches. That's too small. But yeah, I think it's 4 inches. And I was like, no, maybe it's 6 inches. Like, so then I just Googled it right now. I was correct. The balance beam is 4 inches wide. Oh my goodness. And 16 feet and 5 inches long and 4 feet off of the ground. 4 inches. There are 4 inches for your feet, plural, to land properly when you're, jumping up and down and twirling and flipping. You have 4 inches to land on, or else your ass falls off that damn beam. So I'm here watching the balance beam like on pins and needles. I'm watching the vault I'm watching them on the bars, and then you see them practice sometimes, and they straight up bomb. They bomb. They do a practice run, they fall. They fall off the beam, they fall off the bars, they jump back off of the vault. And I'm like, damn. And I'm watching it like, we are not a good team. Like, you watch the practice, you watch the bombing, everything. I watched the girl from Brazil straight up punch herself, basically get hit in the effing face off of the balance bars. And I was like, this is too much. You spend 4 years training only to hit your eye on the balance beam. And so anyways, I had so much fun watching, and the fact that we like straight up were bombing in a way, and we still came out gold. Simone stepped the fuck out of the floor exercises, the assigned dimension, right? She stepped out of bounds off of that, and we definitely just we had our errors, but we still came out on top, yo. So I credit it to the coaches, I credit it to the athletes and their athleticism and their hard work and their drive. And I really could not believe that a former Team USA Olympic medal winning effing gymnast, Michaela, I guess Skinner, said that this team lacks hard work and talent or whatever. Like, what? And then she was blocked by Simone. Like, oh, okay. Okay, I guess that was so odd to me. What a hater. What a hating ass bitch. You know all the work that it takes to get to even possibly qualify, to compete, to possibly qualify, to go to the Olympics, to compete, to possibly. I mean, there's round after round after round after round after round after round of eliminations. You gotta be the best of the best in the country. How dare you talk shit? When you, of all people, know how much hours goes into training every single day for your whole entire life, why talk shit? What a fucking freak. I don't know. Maybe that girl, like, I hope that she loses opportunities and or possible endorsements or whatever, because like, fuck her. And I hope she lost a lot of followers. Like, I'm lost. I'm lost. Anyway, the entire point of this particular episode is that I was awake. As I said, I was awake since before 6, and this news broke 1 hour and 25 minutes ago on TMZ that Cardi B has filed for divorce and that there has been no cheating, but that it has been, quote, a long time in coming. What the fuck is a long time in coming? Like, what is that? What is it? It don't make no sense. All right, so TMZ is reporting that Cardi B is pulling the plug on her marriage again. So, sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ that this split is a long time in coming, and they're just disconnected from each other. That was a direct quote. So in December, Cardi posted on Instagram, "You know when you just outgrow relationships? I'm tired of protecting people's feelings. I gotta put myself first." Okay, Cardi, that's cute, but weren't you already knocked up at that point? So if it or about to get knocked up? No, she had to already be knocked up in December if we're in now August, because Offset let it leak. People believe that Cardi is 8 months pregnant because he recently said he was with a, or there's a woman who is 8 months pregnant. Cardi and, well, I don't know why Cardi doesn't want to announce her pregnancy, her alleged pregnancy with her big ass stomach and her big ass tits now. Okay. Anyway, so, the article is saying that they tried to work it out for the first part of the year, but the distance between them just keeps growing. The split is amicable. Cardi has already hired a divorce lawyer who has filed the case. She is seeking primary custody. And the source wanted to stress to TMZ that this decision was not made lightly. It was an overnight decision, and it was something that a decision that was made, you know, upon reflecting on things for a long time. So, let's see. Oh, it says Page Six is the ones who first broke the news, not TMZ. So, Cardi filed for divorce in 2020. She withdrew her documents. The couple got married in 2017, and they have 6-year-old daughter, Coulter, 2-year-old son, Wave. Sorry, had to stop recording because I had those texts coming in. But anyways, I couldn't care less about Cardi B and Offset separating. Like, I couldn't care less if you paid me. Cardi is a hoe, period. She is a whore, period. Cardi should not be wifed up, period. So I don't think she should be married, and I don't think Offset should be married. They're both better off as single people. However, I am not a child of divorce, and I just feel that divorce is extremely inconvenient for children, having to hustle around going from home to home, back and forth. I'm not shit-talking anyone who's been divorced, but if you look at it from a literal logistical standpoint, I just think it's very inconvenient to have to be going back and forth between parents and having to deal with your parents' new girlfriends, new boyfriends, new wives, new husbands. That would be annoying. And I am so glad that I had nothing to do with any of that. And, but other than that, I don't care. Go ahead and divorce him. I don't really understand the whole, like, being pregnant and divorcing. But it's been, Khalees was the first one to do it. The very first one to do it publicly, as far as a celebrity that I could think of. But it's none of my business. I don't care. I don't care for Cardi. I think she's very funny. I don't like her rapping. I do enjoy some of her music. Most of her music, I enjoy it. I just think she's an asshole. So, like, and so I don't care. You know what I mean? And I wish her and Offset the best. Go ahead, do you, live your lives, move forward. I guess it'll be fun to see who Cardi dates, but at the same time, if she's about to pump out or push a third baby out of her wet-ass pussy, I think that she may just kind of, I could easily see Cardi not dating for 2 to 4 years. I could see that. Or just, like, fucking whoever she wants to fuck, like, on the low. But I could see Cardi taking a good amount of time off before she gets in another relationship, because Cardi does seem extremely maternal. She said she wanted to have kids, and So it's like, well, everybody was kind of freaking out that she had culture right when she got onto the scene. That's what Cardi wanted. So yeah, and I think that Cardi and Offset had a lot of chemistry, physical chemistry, and it really sucks how that's not enough. It sucks when like deep love isn't enough. It sucks when a lot of like off the charts, lustful, physical, sexual chemistry isn't enough. It sucks that some of the like key components of a relationship could be there in spades and it's not enough. And most of the time, it's just not sustainable as time goes on. And then people don't want to work with, they don't want to remain in a relationship that isn't as strong, as solid, as fun, exciting, sexy as it was in the beginning. And that's most relationships. Like, that's why they have the phrase honeymoon phrase, and relationships could have their peak and not everybody wants to just stick with it. So when you're young, rich, successful, and famous, of all the people who don't gotta be in an unhappy relationship or a subpar mediocre relationship, it's celebrities. So I don't care. I just don't want to hear any more about this couple. Like, please, Cardi, don't make it up with Offset just to file for divorce again in a few years. Just make up your mind, stick to it, and stop having babies with like, or not stop, but do not be out there having babies with the other guys that you're gonna start smashing. Like, don't be doing that. Focus on what you got going on right now. And I don't really give a shit when this bitch is gonna come out with new music. Like I said, I'm not a Cardi stan. She always has bars though. She always has bars. I think it's like one in the first sentences off of her newest song. I'm not gonna be specific, but I'm gonna just say I have my reasons that I will keep off of the pod why I like a certain lyric, a certain opening lyric in her new track. But anyways, I wish them well. Who gives a shit? Just let's move on. Let me get to these other stories that I got on my list. Bye, y'all.